Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So what did you think about the Enes Kanter LeBron James game? I love that Kanter actually wore his shoes.
Yeah.
Of the king bowing down to the Chinese president. He's been calling him out the whole time.
Yeah, he's been trolling him for a while now.
Yeah.
So he's been trolling him for a while. So he wears the shoes, and sure enough, somebody actually asked LeBron James about the whole Enes Kanter situation.
Yeah, so this is LeBron James after the game. He was asked it with the media.
LeBron, do you have any reaction to
Enes Kanter using your likeness on his shoes in his advocacy for human rights?
No, I think if you know me, I don't really give too many people my energy. He's definitely not someone I will give my energy to, trying to use my name to create, an opportunity for himself. Definitely won't comment too much on that, if any, and that'll be where I lay that at. He's always, kind of had a word or two to say, in my direction. And as a man, if you got an issue with somebody, you really come up to him. He had his opportunity tonight. I seen him in the hallway. He walked right by me. So,
thank you.
So that's that. So, I'm not a big fan of LeBron James, and it hurts me to say this, but I think he's right. Like, if you troll LeBron James, if you call him out on social media, Twitter, tag him to all of your tweets and videos, make shoes with him on your shoe, and you have an opportunity to play him or talk to him before a game about, and you don't.
I know. See, I agree with you. And then isn't the ultimate goal, don't you want him to help you?
But don't you want to talk to him? Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, do you understand?
No, I 100%.
But I'm saying, if you're Kanter, this goes back to, talking about Maury. Like, he's not educated on the thing. Ripping free Hong Kong, like tweeting that out, and everybody in uproar because, oh my God, we're going to lose money from China. They support us. Oh my God, Daryl Morey, shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. LeBron saying, you're not educated on it. You should educate yourself on what's going on in China. LeBron. Maybe you should educate yourself. But if you're Kanter and you're kind of calling him out and you got an opportunity to talk to him and say something to him, shouldn't you?
Yeah, to me it's a cowardly move by him. So he's getting all this credit for being brave by coming out and saying all this stuff. But then when he has and at the same time he's trolling and openly shaming LeBron James for not doing anything about it. So good, agreed. So here you go. He's coming to town. He's actually going to play. You see him in the tunnel. You don't say anything to him? Are you afraid of LeBron James? Do you only feel comfortable saying it
from afar,
from a distance where there's no retribution? Like, he's not going to call you out.
Oh my God, I got to play LeBron tonight. I'm going to address it.
He's going to ask me about those tweets. Right? Oh my God, in the end, you just want his help. Or does he already know that LeBron James is going to say, go pound sand?
So they talked about it a little bit on the telecast, and Mike Breen brought it up, and he was just like, they were kind of critical of Enes Kanter, not like saying something, like just contacting LeBron James directly. Like, he should have, did he try to contact him at first? And this is Doris Burke followed up on Mike Breen's comment.
It is consistent with his past, and he has endured the consequences of his criticism of the leadership of his country, both from fellow countrymen who play in the NBA, who Enes would tell you don't acknowledge him. But that was my first thought. Did you reach out to LeBron James first? And oh, by the way, I don't know how much business the United States does in terms of billions of dollars and multiple corporations, not to mention the other NBA players who have relationships with Nike, AD, KD, Kyrie, you name it. You single out one guy.
Well, this was kind of a stump comment from Doris, if you ask me. Why do you think he singled out one guy? One guy said Daryl Morey's not educated on the situation in Hong Kong.
He's the face of the league still.
It's LeBron James. It was like the New York Post, or Times that called out Cantor and saying, well, Dennis Schroeder's on your team. Why aren't you calling him out? Because Dennis Schroeder's not telling Kyle Morey to shut up and dribble,
and what
I'm about to lose money. He didn't publicly come out and shame a guy for sticking up for Hong Kong and told him that he needs to be more educated on the matter. Like, he just called this guy out.
No, you don't pick on the guy who has the most swag and the most pull, who can actually do something about it. People will follow LeBron James. Someone's following Schroeder if he decides not to wear Nikes. Nobody cares. But if LeBron James, the face of the NBA, and where everything, you know, follows, where everything leads to, if he does something about it, then they'll make a difference, right? If he's got his own wing over there in Beaverton, Oregon, right, with Michael Jordan, right, with Tiger Woods, he's got his own also. So, but at the same time, so Cantor, listen, man, if you're going to do something and you got the opportunity, you got to at least say something to him.
Yeah.
It sounds like you guys are buying LeBron's word. You're taking his word for it. Why?
Why should I not?
He's been proven a liar.
Let me ask you,
do you
think if he said that I met him in the hallway and he said nothing, do you think Cantor would have put a tweet video out and said that's absolutely not true? You don't think Cantor would have addressed it by now, 3 days later?
I would be inclined to believe that Enes Kanter was told to be a good employee and not bring this up in the workplace, because I'm not sure what a hallway conversation would accomplish here when he's publicly tweeted at him, called him out on national TV multiple times. If LeBron James wanted to respond and actually have a conversation about this, he knows exactly where to find Enes Kanter, and he's chosen not to do so.
Listen, the fact is that I don't think Enes Kanter is going to let like anyone tell him what to do at this point in time. The dude's like in Washington holding rallies over this. I mean, he's obviously not ashamed to get in front of it. So the Celtics say, hey, listen, we got a big name coming into town. Here comes LeBron James. Listen, we want you to avoid him. Don't make any noise. Don't disrupt his day.
And think about how that video looks, Christian, because it's the biggest rivalry in the NBA, the Celtics versus Lakers. You have ESPN in town with Mike Breen and Doris Burke and Cassidy Hubbard. And the biggest story would be LeBron James confronted by Enes Kanter about human rights issues in China. It would be the number one story.
And that's what Kanter wants. That's what he wants. So he should do it.
To bring awareness to the issue. But I'm telling you, it's probably more likely that the NBA told him, don't bring this up in the workplace. Your Twitter account.
So the NBA told him to shut up and dribble.
Yeah, exactly.
They've done it before.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like, it's...
And LeBron James has been proven a liar multiple times,
But Doris coming out and saying, you know, I don't want to get into the billions and multi-billions of dollars the U.S. does with China. And it's just like, okay,
because
so what
it's
you're,
billions of dollars.
So what you're saying is that because we do so much business that we shouldn't care what goes on in China. We shouldn't care what's going on with the tennis player, who apparently is still missing, even though they try to portray it as she's not missing. After she claims that, you know, somebody in the Communist Party, like, sexually assaulted her. She just disappeared in the face of the earth. She's still missing. They kept trying to put pictures up of her like at some youth thing. By the way, it's no big deal that we're going to have the Olympics there in the Summer Olympics in China this summer. Meanwhile, they took the All-Star game away from Atlanta. But we have no problem going over there. And, you know, so it's just
that's
like
crazy.
It's like, but hey, we do a bunch of business with China. So it's you know, it is what it is. But LeBron, that wasn't the only business he got into as well. I want to get into that a little bit more. Maybe we should bring that up a little bit next, I think. You bring up the LeBron.
Isaiah Stewart
situation and what he got into, as well as Bill Belichick answering a question on the Greg Hill Show. One that he answered with us before. You'll hear what it is next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long.
Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.